Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the podcast, You Shall Know the Truth, and the Truth Shall Set You Free. On this podcast, I'm your brother, Givenson. And on this episode, like all other episodes, we will speak nothing but the truth to break all bondage. So today, the topic that we're going into today, that we will be discussing today, is patience. As we know, the saying is, patience is a virtue. But patience is not very common, especially in this day and age that we're living in this microwave generation, as they call it. We want everything right now. This minute, this second, this hour, we need it now. We need results immediately. But as the saying goes, Rome was not built in a day. There is power in patience. Patience, as the great book says, in your patience possess your soul. If you are patient, with time, all things will come to those that wait. With time, all wounds are healed. In time, you will get the results that you are seeking patiently. Nothing that is acquired quickly is worthwhile. It's just like marination. The skill and the ability to marinate brings to perfection. It's just like when we work out, our muscles, we work out our body. You don't just go into the gym in one day and you acquire muscles and you acquire that perfect body, that perfect tone. It takes time. It incurs over time with patience and diligence and discipline. Then you will get the results that you are seeking, that you are acquiring for. Today I see that not only this is a microwave generation, but it's a fast food generation. We want everything from our meals, from education, from knowledge, from wisdom, from experience. We want it overnight. We want it within a day. But that's not so. The generations before us, our grandparents, even our parents, did not see life like that. They saw through time, through experience, through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, they can acquire, they can build the right foundation that they can grow from. But once we build on a foundation that is not steady, which was built quickly, it will sink. The house cannot stand. So patience is not just a virtue. Patience is a power. It's a skill that if you can not only acquire it, but can apply, can learn to apply it in your life, you will start to see that you reach results and depths and positions in your life that you could never imagine, you never could think of. Because the great that acquired greatness, they understood the power of patience. Nothing worthwhile comes quick. It takes time and patience. Even our relationships. The reason today many relationships are failing is because we become intolerant, impatient of our partners and our spouses and even our friends. So because we don't have the patience to endure, to go through the motions, relationships are failing. Even the patience to heal our wounds, to heal hurts, that saying is true. Time heals all wounds. There are certain wounds that are unhealable because we did not give it the time to heal. So today, that's the word I brought for you. Apply patience in the areas of your life with people, your loved ones, your coworkers, your fellow students, associates, and you will see the fruit that will blossom from the application of patience. It really is a virtue and is not very common, especially in this age. We want everything now, this instant, this second. So patience is a true virtue. It is a power and a skill. Once you can obtain it and you apply it in yourself, towards others, in every other area in your life, you will start to see the power of patience and the benefits of patience. So today, that's the word I had for you. If you don't have patience, acquire it. That is a skill. If one does not have, you will not see your full potential and even the full potential in others, in your relationships, in your business, in your education, and even in your career. Apply patience. Leave behind the thought of microwaving everything in your life. Rome was not built in a day. Rome wasn't great because they didn't apply patience. Rome was the greatest empire, one of the greatest empires, because they applied patience and they allowed time to take its course. So today, that's the word I brought for you. Allow patience to take its course in your life, towards others, your loved ones, your relationships, and you will see that even the sky is not the limit for potential growth. Till next time, I'm your brother Givenson. Peace and blessings. Please feel free to share this podcast if you're listening to it on the various channels that podcasts are played on. Download this podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, like this channel. Subscribe to this channel. Enable notifications and share this word of power with your loved ones, your friends, your family, your coworkers, and your associates. Peace and blessings. Till next time.